Welcome, Tributes to Jabbercast, a Hunger Games podcast hosted by JabberJays.net. Today is Friday, September 11th, 2015, and you are listening to episode 22, The Ranting Games, Mockingjay Part 2. I am your host, Crystal, from Honolulu, Hawaii, here with Carla in Panama.
Hi, everybody.
And JJ from Victor's Village.
Hello.
And we will be joined later by Tash in Australia as soon as she wakes up.
Kira's in
mind, so. Oh, yeah, Kira. Okay, so we'll see if she can join us. But yeah, so we had a ranting episode back in March or something. Yeah.
Oh, didn't we do one in May too?
I don't know.
I think it was in May actually.
I remember ranting at some point. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And it was actually a very popular episode.
Because we're all as frustrated as, you know, enough to rant for an hour about this. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, here we are again, because we are just over 2 months away from the premiere. Not just, like, I guess this is, like, the two-month mark for, like, the premieres, the actual mm-hmm. premieres. But we're, like, a little over 2 months away from the actual, like, theatrical debut of the movie, and
exactly
at this point in 2 months there will be people who have already seen the movie, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it just, things don't seem to have kicked up yet. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's why we're
pretty quiet.
It has been, really. So it's the fandom goes through, like, periods where we all get really, really, really frustrated. And this is one of those. Because the last thing we got... Oh, I think Kira's online. Hi, Kira.
Hello. Hello.
So, yeah. I think the last thing we got was, like, that banner, wasn't it? That was...
Yeah.
The banner with Squad 451.
Well, unless you count the wonderful Snapchats. I mean, don't you count that?
Okay, so real quick before we continue on, we're being joined by Kira in Ireland. Hi, Kira.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm late.
It's okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a rant fest without Kira, right?
No. That's true. So, yeah, the banner was the last thing, and it wasn't even that big a deal. Like, it was okay, I guess. A lot of people liked it. But it wasn't, like, great, the marketing is happening, you know? It's like...
Right, yeah, it didn't start, like, you're like, oh, yeah, now the campaign's really going on.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, here's a poster, bye, see you in 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Or something.
Yeah, it has been, like, 3 weeks, so...
Well, they have been going on this kind of, like, monthly thing. Like, they drop something, and then they go away for a month, do something else. So that was your August.
It's, you know what frustrates me the most about that one banner is that they finally used the new website, because they have so many websites, right? So finally they're doing something with the latest website, and it's just the banner and then nothing. And I'm like, why can't you just keep updating the website?
Wait, which website was that on? The Hunger Games movie or the Revolution one? Because I keep waiting for them to put, like, more on the Revolution. They keep talking about, oh, sign up, you know,
yeah,
be a part of the thing. And I'm like, when are you going to do something else with it?
I know. No, it was in the dot movie.
Okay,
so don't get me wrong. I mean, I really enjoy their websites. They're very slick and modern.
Yeah,
and
they look
well
great.
Designed.
It's just that there's so many of them. I don't understand. I mean, even super fans have a hard time keeping all the websites straight. Mm-hmm. So how are, like, the movie masses supposed to do it, or are these websites just for us, and we have a hard time with them?
they're for us, and we are just being like, we're confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really do like them, but yeah, sometimes it is funny. It's just like, oh, there's another website. Great.
It's just, I wish they would keep it, you know,
centralized.
Constant. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Centralized. Yeah. Like, if you go to StarWars.com, they have everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, like, they have, like, profiles and the toys, and, like, they have everything there. So, you know, you can just go there and find anything you want about the movies. But then here, it's like so many websites, and then none of them really have any interesting content. Like, I'm not one to go into the website and just browse because there's nothing in them, mm-hmm. you know? So it's, they could use yeah. them better.
I mean, well, sometimes I wonder if it's like a way that they do their like tracking, like if they're testing certain like different methods of things. And so, you know, they want to have all these websites to see which one performs better. I don't know. That's just my little marketing brain is curious about that, because it really doesn't make all that much sense unless you want to really be like doing testing and stuff like that.
I mean, having too many websites, it's like, it goes against the number one rule in marketing. Like, really, you have to brand yourself, right? So why would you have so many websites? But that's the way they do it.
I mean, just considering like how they wanted to do things like that, I can see certain splits because, I mean, it's very...
I mean, Capital and Revolution, I get it.
Yeah, you know, and like Capital Couture, that I understand. I understand District 13.
That's the thing. Capital Couture had content. Like, even if it wasn't actual movie content, at least there was something you could follow. Like, every time you go, you find new stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But then these other websites are kind of just used as placeholders, really. Like, there's nothing really in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last year, they were very good. Didn't they have, like, a steady stream of the Capitol is having problems with things and... you know, and our product isn't coming in from this district, and then there's whispers of something happening in District 8. They were constantly saying things all the time about, and then the District 13 would infiltrate those things. Those things happened quite consistently, but nothing's happening this time.
Yeah.
Couldn't we have reports of where to go when you're leaving the capital, and, you know, migration and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, something to make us feel that we're actually in that world.
Yeah. I guess I just wish it was more cohesive. I mean, I guess, like, in Panem, like, if you think about the internet in Panem, there would, of course, be many websites. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to translate so literally. You know what I mean?
I don't need
to have tons of websites for...
Yeah, just keep it consistent. Because even if you have, like, one website for every district, if they all make it seem like they're actually from the district... then I wouldn't mind, like Kira said, like, give, like, little tips or what is happening in each district or something like that. That I would be okay with, like, totally. But these are websites that, one, aren't really, like, even the Revolution and the Capital ones aren't really, they're supposed to be from the Capital and from the Rebels, but you don't really feel it. And then you have the actual movie website, which we've had a few of those, and, They don't feel immersive either, and they don't have a lot of content.
I mean, they're, like I said, they're good websites, but it's just, like, it doesn't feel cohesive. Like, it doesn't feel like it all comes together. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, for, like, something that's supposed to be a revolution, it just feels extremely disjointed, right? So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, and they could have a lot of fun with this last one as well, because this is the real inspiring propaganda. The rebels are now in the capital. Come on!
Just do something. That was pretty much it. Just do something.
Yeah.
That should be the title of this podcast. Just come on.
There you go.
It could be. I mean, what else could they do? I mean, because, you know, the Snapchat thing, for example, the quotes, those were so badly received. Like, people just really didn't care for those. So they think they're doing something, but they're really not.
Well, it's just like earlier, it was just like, a couple months ago where they were, like, posting stills from, like, Mockingjay Part 1, and everybody was like,
God,
you're promoting the wrong movie. You realize that Mockingjay Part 1 already came out, right?
Yeah, like, I can't believe that we're 2 months out from the movie, and we don't have that many stills. Like, you could just release one still per week, and we'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that would be enough.
I mean,
yeah, no, you have to wait till the week the movie opens, and then you get your still.
No. Last year, they started busting out stills in December. I remember in December getting a bunch of stills, and I was like, where the hell were these in the summertime? I would have been drooling all over these. Now I'm just kind of like moving on to like the next movie, you know? It's like, so, I feel like stills are supposed to build excitement for the release, not
Right.
Yeah, I feel like Murray Close is talking to his agent, being like, I took some great shots. Is no one going to use those? I did some of my best work there.
Yeah, I mean,
but no, they don't. And then they released that one in the New York Times interview with Jennifer Lawrence, which wasn't even really that much about the Hunger Games. I mean, they asked her like a couple questions about the cast and stuff and their friendship, but it wasn't really about the Hunger Games.
No, it was more about her.
It was about her. And then there they have like the one's new still, and everybody freaks out. And then there was that tweet that JJ passed out to us of some guy asking if it if the New York Times leaked it out because we were expecting stills like 5 minutes before the movie.
That's what I love. Like, it's not just us. Everybody sees that that's what they do.
I mean, it's totally true. It's that's just what they do. And, you know, you would think they see that, but they don't.
Well, it's obviously that's just their plan of attack. They're like, nope, nope, not until the movie comes out. Then you can have all the stills you want.
Oh, but they don't.
But then won't the movie magazines, won't movie magazines be going to press soon? Like, and they have to, you know,
put
stills in their magazines. So they're like, well, have you got any new stills?
Yeah, it was terrible last year.
Yeah, that's it.
And they got very little print coverage, and I don't. It was really odd, actually, like how little print coverage, and I mean, how little they gave them.
I think the biggest one was Empire, right?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I'm sure that they were like in a fight with Entertainment Weekly or something.
Yeah.
There was nothing. Yeah. Like the one still they had was like from Catching Fire or something. It was like really bad.
Or it was like released online or something. It wasn't new. We had already seen it.
Yeah, it wasn't new.
Yeah, it was old stuff.
I think it was like Katniss and Gale and Boggs or something kneeling in like rubble or something. Yeah.
Well, hopefully that's better this year because they have given them some exclusives so far. So maybe there's something coming up. But yeah, last year they really didn't do much of anything in print. It was all just, I don't know.
I mean, it's frustrating for us because we're fan sites. We're trying so hard to keep the interest up, keep fans engaged, and yet, I mean, the days keep ticking by, you know, and we're just like, nope, nothing. Okay, you know, and even for us, it's just like, oh well, I guess I'll just go on with some other things, you know.
Yeah.
And then when things come up, finally, it's not as interesting because, you know, we're just kind of like,
well, yeah. I mean, what did we have to talk about this week?
Banner.
There was like the calendar that came out, which you know, and that's nothing. I mean,
the calendar,
basically old pictures,
like the old, you know, the posters, and then the other ones that are like artistic and stuff. That to me, when I saw the picture for the first time, I'm like, did they make this with their own app? Because that's what they look like to me. Yeah, so, you know, it's not exciting. It's just not. And it wasn't even, like, I don't even know how people found out about it, because I saw it on Twitter, and that's when we posted it, but I don't even know, because they didn't announce it.
Like, yeah, people just found it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And the other thing, too, is it's made by a different company than NECA, who is doing all the calendars in the past. I'm wondering if they're even going to have merchandise this year, because, I mean, I know last year they released a whole lot less merchandise than the previous movies, so I don't know if they're just, like, gonna do like pins and that's it.
I don't know. I feel like they were kind of holding out for this year because, like, if you think about like the costumes and things are gonna be the same, so they can't really sell them 2 years in a row. So I'm hoping, like, I'm not the biggest merch person, but I, you know, I'd like some. So hopefully they'll go and be a little bit heavier this year.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
I don't think so.
Well, but then you, I think they're doing like I think it's silly, but I think they are doing the Barbies if Tim Palin posted that thing on Instagram that he took down. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
He posted some Barbie heads a while back on his Instagram, but then they like went down because I mean, I saw it myself. But yeah, he removed it. So maybe they were thinking about it and then they were like, Nah.
Was it just the heads? Like, were they dressed
up?
Yeah,
it was like a really creepy picture. I actually kind of liked it because it was so creepy. It was like these heads in a bag.
Wow.
I know, and it was like Finnick in there too.
Yeah, maybe he deleted that for a different reason.
I don't know. I mean,
an episode of
this. I mean, why will they be like District 13 Katniss, like Mockingjay Katniss, and that's it? Like, what else is there?
I don't know.
I don't think Barbies are going to like raise my level of excitement.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to be like, "Oh my gosh, thank you."
Well, I mean, I have the Effie Barbie and I have the Katniss Barbie, although the Katniss got opened by my daughter, so.
Yeah,
she's wearing different clothes now and stuff.
I'll cop to having a couple of the Barbies. And I did open them because I'm like, I'm not going to do a collectible. I just buy it for fun.
I want to use them, damn it.
I'm going to play with this Barbie.
I
want to
brush her hair.
I'm an adult and I like it, okay?
Well, I mean, I thought it was really adorable how Elizabeth Banks was taking her Effie Barbie all over the place.
Yeah, no, that was so good.
That was funny.
Yeah, she does better marketing than Lions.
Oh, she has so much fun with it. I love it.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think if they just let the cast, like, post pictures every once in a while, that would be way better marketing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Liam better do some, like, cool stuff on his new Instagram now. He seems to have fun with it. So.
I don't know. It's just, it seems to me, like, if the Barbies do come out, they'll be like, okay, no stills, no trainers. Here, have Barbies.
Oh, that'll go well. What? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's going to love that.
That would be funny.
Especially if they count down and tease it. In 2 days, something is coming.
Oh, my God. Or, you know, click around on this website, like, at 7,000 times.
Yeah.
Till you reveal that there's an Effie Barbie coming. Oh, my God. I mean, I like
coin Barbie.
Coin Barbie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You can shoot arrows at her head.
Oh, my God.
All right. Shall we move on to the next topic of...
Ranting.
The lack of topic. It's the soundtrack.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's the amazing, invisible, inaudible, non-existent soundtrack.
So, well, it's not Sam Smith. We can count him off the list.
What?
He's doing Bob. Who? Sam Smith, we can count him off the list.
Well, I mean, before we get started, I just want to say that if there isn't a soundtrack and there's just a score and a credit song, I would be okay with that.
I mean,
but at the same time, I feel like they can do a good soundtrack, just not one like last year.
Yeah, they did two great soundtracks. The first two were great. I love them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why would they? I mean, I get it if they don't.
Yeah, I won't blame them. I'll be like, okay, well.
I'm fine with the score, but. On the other hand, it's the last movie.
I know, and there's like, there's so many emotional moments in this last movie. This is the time to bring out the tearjerker soundtrack.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's so much amazing fan music out there. I mean, come on, there's so much that they can put together in a really great album. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like.
And not the cobbled together or curated, shall I say, crap of last year.
That's what I was going to say. Like, is it politically correct for me to, like, totally blame Lorde now that we're not going to have a soundtrack this time? Like, it's totally her fault. Sorry, Lorde fans.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the sales last year were very disappointing on it. So maybe they think it's not worth it. But, I mean, I do think it was just the matter of that was not a good album, so
tonally,
that one didn't sell.
In no way fitted with the movie we saw.
Exactly.
In no way.
It was not inspired really by the movie.
I mean, it was a movie about war. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I just feel like it missed the mark in so many different ways. Yeah, it was like a spring break album, you know? I mean,
yeah, it doesn't mean that, like...
Exactly, exactly.
Well, and I think the success of The Hanging Tree shows that there's definitely a market of people that are hungry for content that really resonates with the film.
And
you just have to do that.
And I mean, it was just her singing with nothing. I mean, it was
it wasn't a pop song, and yet it still sold tremendously, you know.
Yeah. And yet they still had to go and ruin that one. Let's not forget about that.
Make it better. It doesn't have a dance beat to it. We gotta add that.
You can't play this on the radio.
God. Remember, we were so happy. We're yes, like, this song we is so happy. Great. Oh, this is wonderful. And then, like, a week later, that comes out.
And we're like, no, you've all ruined it. And I remember there were like two camps. They're like, no, it's own song. It hasn't ruined anything. The original's still there. And it's just like, oh, okay. Well, why don't we just take one of your like beloved songs and turn it into an upbeat dance mix and see how you feel? You know what I mean?
Especially an inappropriate song about suicide.
I know. Yeah.
Just, oh.
I mean, context matters, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, the Crystal. Lyrics matter. Come on.
Do you remember when you wrote that article about how bad that song was?
Yeah.
And then someone commented about, what was it? It was something like, could you please redo the 12 Years of Slavery soundtrack? It was like, you know, something that I can dance to.
Totally. That's the only way I will listen to it.
This song is so dreary.
No, but see, that's the thing. Like, they can make up for everything they did wrong last year, this year, and yet nothing. So,
well, maybe they're just taking the time to make sure it's really done right, right? Yeah,
hopefully.
Sure.
But I mean, last time we knew, at least by August, we knew about Lorde. So we knew that.
Oh yeah, we knew early on.
And then during Catching Fire, I think by this point we already knew about Atlas.
Yeah, it might have. We definitely knew about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're actually doing something this time, then they're late. You know, like.
I mean, of the three soundtracks, my favorite was the first one. And I wish they would go back to that tone. I mean,
oh yeah,
bring back T-Bone Burnett. He's the perfect producer to do this. He knows what to do with banjo and a violin.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
the thing is, I don't think the banjo thing works for Mockingjay Part 2.
No, yeah. I mean, I just mean like in. I mean, that was like its own district. It was a Hunger Games, you know, soundtrack.
Well,
it was
yeah,
its own
he
thing.
Understood the movie the and the mood of the movie, and he really was able to tap into that. So
exactly.
But I mean, I want something that's sentimental that I'm going to, as soon as I hear the music, I will just remember everything to do with the Hunger Games. You know, I want something to, like, flash me back to the movie, you know?
Yeah.
And that's totally not what the Mockingjay Part 1 soundtrack did at all. So all it did was fill me with this burning, like, anger.
Yeah. One of those songs came on shuffle on my iPod, and I was like, oh, this is and I was like, Mockingjay Part 1, I was like, oh my god, it's so, like, I was picturing myself by a pool drinking a beer, and I was like, oh, this is kind of nice, why is this on this soundtrack?
Yeah, but, I mean, even if it's Alexander Patsalis or something that they bring back, I would take that, because
yeah.
The second one wasn't as good, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
so
I would totally
take that.
To the, and really listen to the lyrics, it fit.
So,
yeah.
Like, okay, so I know people hate when like comparisons are made to Twilight, but the Twilight Breaking Dawn soundtrack, the credit song, the one by Christina Perry, that was a really, really beautiful, fitting song for Twilight.
Mm-hmm. All the Twilight songs were great.
Yeah.
That was about the only thing I liked about the movie.
Well, I mean, they fit
those songs
so perfectly.
Could stand on their own. That song really worked. Like, I know people that, like, would listen to that song, and I'm like, oh, that's the Twilight song. They're like, oh, really?
It was just a great song in general, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I hope for something like that, you know, something that where if Hunger Games fans listen to it, they'll just be like taken back, and you know, they'll just get sad and think about all the different issues that the Hunger Games brings up, and you know, all the different emotions and things like that. And yet, at the same time, is something really enjoyable for everyone else.
Yeah,
you know?
It has a life outside of
them. Yeah. I mean, I think that's like the ideal thing. Yeah, the ideal thing to strive for. Yeah.
But yet, they don't seem to be doing anything.
Well, if they are doing a soundtrack, or I'm sure they probably have a artist in mind for the final credit song.
Oh, I'm sure that's already like wrapped up.
That's that's done and dusted.
But who is it?
Why don't they say anything?
I really hope, I swear,
if it's like Bono and U2,
oh,
I'm
God.
Oh, God. No, but I mean...
And they'll make it free and put it on everyone's iPods.
Can they just do like a score piece or something? Like, that could be why we haven't heard anything.
It could be that they're not doing the album. I mean, because you really do have to wonder at this point why they haven't
announced anything,
started to promote it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that is what really makes me upset, because it's like, this is the last movie. This should be like the whole experience.
Yeah,
I know it is
the last one we have.
If they don't do it, I think I'll be really surprised, because I mean, you know that they want to make money any way that they can,
exactly.
And even if last year didn't do great, I'm sure they still made licensing off of it. Why wouldn't they do it again? So
yeah,
I don't
repeat
know.
The formula maybe, of the first two.
Maybe they're just having trouble, like, securing some of the additional artists on it, and that's just what's taking more time, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It is kind of strange.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like all you hear from their direction is crickets, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we're out to lunch for the last 3 months. God. So, yeah.
I guess, like, it's possible, like... I don't know, after we put this podcast up, they'll, like, ramp everything up and, like, you know, we'll get something, like, every, like, few days or something. But at the same time...
They would totally do that just to find us, you know?
Those freaking Jabberjays. But
it's kind of deja vu, though, because it's like, last year we were kind of that way, too. They're like, oh, yeah, we're just waiting. Then they're going to do, like, the deluge of stuff. And then it kind of didn't really happen.
And do you remember we thought, like, well, it's because it's part one, so it's not really the end of the story.
Yeah.
They're just waiting for part two.
Part two, we're like,
how dumb are we?
Now they're just waiting for the Blu-ray to come out.
We're optimistic. That's what
we're saying. It just makes sense for them to, like, go out big. You know, this is their last big, big movie. Go for it. So, like,
But if you go for, like, Harry Potter or something like that, I mean, you couldn't, for, like, 3 months before that movie came out, you couldn't move anywhere, like, seeing Harry Potter somewhere.
Well, even, like, Star Wars is, like, you know, we've talked about
everywhere.
This before. It's a month later coming out.
Star Wars has a score date. They have a date for the score. And
Damn it, December.
I mean, come on.
They have a toy out already.
They have a crazy amount of merchandise there.
Yeah, I mean, there's Halloween costumes for that, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just looking up, like, Star Wars costumes for my son, and, like, somebody linked me to, like, one of the new Star Wars costumes, and I was like, whoa. They're already out already. I didn't even know.
Yeah, because Force Friday was last week. So, yeah.
Force Friday, yeah. In fairness, they do have the power of Disney behind them now. So.
That's true.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
We can't really compare them to Lionsgate. That's like...
No, but Lionsgate...
God and Danny Little Angel.
I mean, I don't want them to make, like, one special day just for releasing thousands of
books.
I just want them to do something.
that would be also inappropriate. That would be another ranting podcast.
Oh my God, yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Buy your own hanging tree noose.
Or, like, exploding pods. You can buy 5 for 20.
Oh, my.
That would be bad. Come on. But seriously, I mean, just something. Again, stills are so easy. Come on.
Yep. And you know they have hundreds of them. You know they have hundreds of them.
I mean, they have the movie. Yeah. They can just screen cap anything and it will... work as a still.
Like a one minute 30 second teaser comes out and I can punch out like 600 screen caps. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
But like with
I hope they're
just to do with money, like the stills, how much does it cost to attach that in an email?
No, nothing. I mean,
post it.
I hope that they're like reserving some of them because there is going to be like so many like articles and things coming out very soon. Oh. Like that's my only thing that I'm holding on to. Again, it's like being super optimistic and probably won't happen. But
yeah, because if you go by last year again, I mean, we had no articles of any kind anywhere, and all the stills came out in December.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a good thing.
But I guess very soon, like the kind, like the way the print will go, like just in these, the print cycle, you'll be seeing like the stuff for, you know, once October hits, we should be seeing a crazy amounts of stuff if that's the plan. So we'll kind of get a sense then.
Hopefully.
Or we'll just end up going to the movie to see any stills.
We'll have another discussion in a month where we're like, so when are you going to start doing things?
That's what they need. That's what they need to do on their 1,000 websites. Like every Friday, just post a still or something. Or, you know, tell people like, if you tweet this out 100 times, we'll post a still. Sure, but we will do it. But just post something.
If you tweet it, they will
kind
come.
Of the catching fire stuff that they did.
Yeah, I know. That was great.
We should make up a website where it's just Josh Hutcherson doing that cricket noise. This site has nothing.
I'm actually going to make that gift. I'm going to tweet that out. See, this is what we're reduced to. Cricket sounds.
You've left us with nothing, Lionsgate.
The thing is, and then when they do something like the quote thing, it just doesn't work. It's like, seriously, if you're trying... First of all, I had to change my phone, so I lost my Snapchat, and I'm not downloading it again. So I'm not even looking at these things. And then second, even the people who use Snapchat were like, we're a fan of the books. We follow you because we like the series. So I guess we know all of this stuff. Like, why? Why would you? Why would you think that? That was something you had to do, like, before the first movie or something. But not now.
Yeah, I mean, they're desperately trying to, like, kill some time with that, but...
It's funny because they seem to be doing what the fans are supposed to do. Which is, you know, do like, take stills, put quotes, and make all kinds of fancy
all those
things.
All edits
and,
that they do.
Yeah, the edits, you know, like, they're supposed to provide the new content.
And the fans
so that we can
stuff,
take it and edit
it. Yeah, exactly. You know, they're the distributor, and then we go and we put it through the edit engine and we put it out, and you know, they can like retweet us or whatever. You know, that's how it typically is supposed to work. At least in my head.
Well, yeah, and that's how it used to kind of work. But it is funny that they really are. They're trying to be like the fan content now, and you're like, okay. Well, you don't really need to do that. But...
No. Tumblr does it better than you.
It's like some trendy young 20-year-old came in and was like, so this is how like social networking works, and this is how we're going to do it. And people were like, I think they should go to the old Hollywood way of marketing movies, because that system works. It seems to be working for all the other studios.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the Twitter, but like, you're not going to make me download Snapchat. I'm sorry. So, like, I don't see the point of that one. And, you know, I don't think... I guess the younger people do, but like, older fans don't.
Well, I guess I just don't understand why they can't just do whatever they're doing with Instagram, you know? I mean, they already established that account. Why start a new one and, you know, try to do something
because
new
Snapchat
at this
is
late
shiny
point?
And cool.
They have to be
people
everywhere.
People like Snapchat.
They just have to be everywhere. Like, I'm surprised they haven't made, like, a LinkedIn profile for President Snow or something. Like, you don't have to be everywhere.
Don't say things like that.
I know, sorry. I didn't say that. Sorry, like, no, but seriously, like, I don't know.
To give me a job. Come on.
I don't know why they hire me everywhere. Like, come on. Take one or two social media platforms and just use them well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nope. Everywhere. And then I have to download 7,000 apps that I'm never going to use ever again. So
it all gets diluted and it's all
So,
you know, I send them snaps and they don't even open them. You know, it hurts my feelings. Oh,
you can tell if they open it? I didn't know that.
One of our staffers made one and posted it on our group. And it says, I'm here to help you make an excruciatingly boring stretch of no movie news even worse. Ouch. And oh my god, they posted that and we were just all cracking up.
Yeah,
you know, it was just so true. I mean,
it is absolutely true, because it's like, oh hey, we can't, or we won't actually give them any more new stuff about the movie, so what do? Let's go back to the books that everybody has read already. You know, like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh god, I don't even this stupid quote thing. I saw someone tweet today, like at the Hunger Games, just please promote your movie.
Oh, like, they do that all the time, yeah.
Yeah, but like randomly, like I know when they tweet anything out, like people respond to it, like uh-huh. give us something. But this one was just random, like just someone so, like, out of the appeal. Blue would be like, yeah, just like, hey, Hunger Games, promote your movie.
I'm like, please,
we're at that point.
It's like, okay. Like, Jerry Maguire. Help me help you.
No, but you know what really upsets me too, actually, is that we haven't seen anything about the new characters.
At all. True.
Like, there was Jackson in that one still, and they didn't even said her name anywhere.
No.
And, like, they could do that. Like, just take pictures of them in costume and put them out on Twitter with, like, a name, stats, what they do, where they're from. That's it. But nope. We don't even know. I haven't seen the League Twins.
Yeah, the League Twins.
At all.
No, yeah.
At all.
I mean, do so, they like, not have speaking roles? I mean,
that's what I'm beginning to wonder. Like, are none of them going to speak? Because I was expecting them, because last year the character posters were... of the squad, I was like, oh, so maybe this year they're gonna have the others, you know, or like expand to the others. But no, they had the same people in the posters, and I still don't know. I don't think I've seen the face of the dude who plays Mitchell. Like, I saw him in set photos.
In the set movie? Photos. Yeah, that's right. He's tall and brown. Shit. Has brown hair, right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
he was
in the set photos, but I haven't actually seen his face.
Yeah.
Like, they could just give us a shot like. Of the entire squad. No.
Even like a propaganda poster, please.
Well, they could do those profiles really easily.
I know.
And put it up on the Revolution website, maybe.
Well, I think that's what kind of bothered me about the snow banner with the toppled statue, is that uh-huh. the pictures of the people standing in there, those were old, like, promotional things, right? And they just, like, photoshopped them in. And we knew that because we had seen those before. Those were, like, the... I don't know where that... Was that the black poster with the bird behind them?
Yeah,
one?
Probably. Some of them.
Yeah, but, so it just felt reused automatically as soon as I looked at it, you know, I mean... And then to have Katniss just standing at the top of him and just really awkward.
Well, yeah, the only interesting thing was snow. I mean, that was
I like the background. I love the background. Like, I would have taken it just the background without the characters in them.
True,
but
yeah.
Actually, that would have been a much better poster.
I know, but no, they added them in, and then they don't even give us the others. I think that was what... actually made me more upset when I saw the calendar. It was just like, oh, nobody else, just the same old people, you know?
Right, yeah, you had four extra spots you could have used them.
But though technically, wouldn't they have to pay those people more if they used them? It might be a thing, like, you can only use these.
They should have thought of that before. Come on. But seriously, like, why haven't we seen any of them? That's like, I'm so excited to see Jackson, because I don't know, for some reason I really like Michelle Forbes, so I really want to see her, and the only thing I've seen her in is that one still, and I'm like, is that her only scene in the movie or what? Because I assume that she will speak, you know, it's Jackson, she has to, but nope, nothing. It's just, I don't know.
this is where we would do the cricket noise.
If yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very appropriate.
Can't do it.
But see, the thing is that it's not even like they like that would spoil us or anything. Because, I mean, they've already had a trailer where you can see the silver parachutes. I don't know if you can spoil things more than that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's pretty big. You can even see the explosion and her falling yeah. into a ball of flame. So that's pretty much.
So, like, I assure you, nothing else can really spoil us.
Walking to the execution. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty...
I feel bad because
the fact that they're storming the Capitol, you know, I mean, it's not a spoiler to introduce everybody that's going to be going yeah. with her. That's
and
just, you know, introducing
people. They don't have to say
people.
Who dies and who doesn't. They just have to show them. Like at the beginning, I don't care. But
I think they can do like a guess who dies.
Oh God!
Everyone,
place your bets now.
You're probably right, no matter what you get.
Yeah. Pretty much. But no.
Yeah,
but
it would probably be better to guess who lives.
But it's just radio silence from them. Nothing. Why? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, it's not nothing, but it's not what we think they should be doing. It just doesn't seem like, I don't know.
Hearing everyone.
Well, one of the things that I've been thinking about, it's, when they did Catching Fire, they kind of set a tone of a lot of more constant promotion.
Yeah.
Like it was going almost weekly and things like that. So then when you go back to Mockingjay Part 1, where it was more like monthly, it was kind of a shock. And then they're kind of sticking to that monthly theme so far. So, I mean, I think when we were expecting, we got used to that kind of Catching Fire promotion. And they never repeated 13. It.
Yeah, I mean, normally movies don't promote that much. Like I get it, because it's not like every movie gives you something every week. I totally get it. But it's just what they're giving us. Like after the trailer came out, the last trailer, and people started asking for more stuff 2 weeks later, I'm like, no, we just got a trailer, you know. It's you have to be realistic. But then they do the exact same thing when they give us a banner, and then 3 weeks go by and nothing.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing. Like,
well, and especially at this point, it really is the point where they really got to turn things up.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, okay, so take this black Mockingjay pin, which I have in my hand right now. I mean, because I glanced over and I saw it, and I was just like, oh, yeah, that was really cool. But I totally don't even remember what I got sent this for.
The black...
That was after they released the hands, I think. It was like very shortly after they did those hand posters. So like at the beginning.
The revolution.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like the revolution leaders.
It was just for the
see that's the thing though. It's like Hunger Games has been like absent from my brain for such long stretches that, you know, like things just like get lost. You know, I don't remember what this is for. You know, so I mean, but I think if like they had been releasing things like, and like we said, you know, it can just be one still. You know,
yeah,
and that gets everybody excited. It keeps it in your minds and stuff like that. Yeah. It doesn't need to be a whole website. It doesn't need to be a whole app that takes up all my battery and invades my privacy.
And it doesn't really do anything anyway.
But I don't know. I feel like they're losing me. You know, I'll still go see the movie. I'll still go see it at least twice. I'll go with my daughter probably, and I'll probably go with my husband and my friends. But I mean, that's probably it. Whereas like a couple years ago, I probably would have gone to see it like 4 or 5 times, you know.
Yep.
And I don't think it's because it's been so long that like I'm burnt out of the Hunger Games, because I mean, if I get together with you guys, I can talk to you guys for, you know, at least 1 or 2 hours, you know. We can just keep going on and on and on about the Hunger Games, you know. So it's not like there's like no excitement to be had. It's just that they're just not stoking the fire, I think.
Right. You know? You need something to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, we can talk about the book all we want, but we want to be talking about the movie, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Most people don't have the geeky outlet that we have.
Yeah.
They don't have each other like we have.
Yeah.
We would die without each other, Hunger Games-wise. But, like, it's that, like, steady stream of Hunger Games in your head all the time that 2013 was very, very good at. That was, like...
Yeah.
I mean, that was like a year and a half between those two movies, and it was consistently in your brain, The Hunger Games.
And you know, it drove us, you know, yeah. to constantly be doing things and like March doing a lot of free marketing, you know. I mean, it motivated us to just do stuff, you know. Now we're just like, does anybody want to post this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like right before, like right after the banner. I think I just went onto our Facebook group for Jabberjays and I was like, hey, it's been a week and a half since we last posted anything on the site. You know? And everybody's like, oh, that's right. You know? Because we just forget that there's been nothing in a long time.
Yeah, and in 2013, well, it's like, yeah. Oh, God, we posted one story that day.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And the thing is, even if they don't give us a lot of stuff, back in Catching Fire promotion, it was still a lot of stuff from the media, a lot of rumors, a lot of different things that didn't necessarily come from Lionsgate, but they got us excited.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
And that hasn't been happening this year.
No, you have to really work hard to think of something to write about. Like, you know, we try in Victor's Village, we try to do like 4 posts a week. And some weeks it's tough. Like, you gotta really dig to find something to like yeah. post about.
Yeah, because there's just nothing. And the thing is, like, I guess if we had soundtrack news, we wouldn't really be feeling this way, because those soundtrack news, actually, there were a lot of rumors and, you know, mm-hmm. speculation about who's on the track list and stuff. And we don't have that this year, so I guess it feels emptier. I guess, but still, it doesn't have to come from Lionsgate. It just hasn't been coming from anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
So,
right.
Okay. Maybe it's an in-viral marketing thing, like President Snow has crushed communication completely now, and the new marketing is actually at the end.
Or
be like,
because President Snow is trying to crush the rebels, he's just trying to make us as miserable as possible.
Yeah.
It's totally working. It's working.
I mean, I really do hope that they listen to this podcast and then go, oh, that's right, we're supposed to be doing marketing.
No, they won't. They'll go, listen to what these geeks are talking about now. God.
Let's make them wait
you
for
run
three
your own
weeks.
Movie studio.
They'll be like, oh, they said they're going to see the movie anyway, so why are you bothering?
Yeah.
Job done.
I mean, that's what would make me really mad. Like, if, like, somewhere after the movie comes out, we find out from some random person that the reason they didn't market it was because they just thought they didn't need to. That would
I think that's a big part of it. That's absolutely a big part of it. Oh my god.
Just save your money and just watch the money roll in November.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, they are very conservative with their marketing spend. We know that. So I'm certain that's a part of it. I mean, I think they are going to ramp things up, but I think they realize their brand is big enough that they don't need to spend quite at the level they needed to before.
I would think that the Mockingjay Part 1 box office would have taught them a lesson about that, because it was Part 1 and a lot of people don't like the Part 1 thing, whatever, but come on, you made a lot less money than you did in Catching Fire, so maybe marketing it would get people more excited and would get people at least to see it once, you know. And
yeah,
you would
plus
think
those numbers are going to trickle out pretty fast when Star Wars rolls in.
Yeah,
no
one's
going to
go
fast.
See Hunger Games when Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. That's
last
right.
year, actually, Mockingjay did very well over like the Christmas holidays and things like that. They got a big bump. They're not going to get that this year.
No. I mean, come on. Even I am not going to watch Mockingjay Part 2 after.
No, I will definitely be going to see Star Wars.
they just won't have the screens either. Like, I mean. Yeah, Star Wars, and there's a lot of other movies coming out. It's a very competitive Christmas season, so they better get that money in the first month, or it's not going to be good.
It's going to be just like last year. I'm going to tell my friend, oh, you want to go to Mockingjay? Should I buy a ticket? She's like, oh, that's coming out? When?
Yeah. But that's how it'll be. Like,
this year, they can't afford that, though, because people will say, oh, it's coming out, but I have to save my money for Star Wars. Yeah. That's the thing. So, you know, they should really get people excited about it, but no.
Yeah. Okay. I hate to cut this short, but I gotta get going. So, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, be sure to take our pen and pop quiz. We have started that up again, starting with Mockingjay Chapter 1. Yeah, we make it super hard. We like sit with our books and we come up with the hardest possible questions. And some of you actually do really well. We actually got a few 100%, which is very surprising. Although, try not to cheat, even though we're cheating when we make the quiz. That doesn't count. But yeah, so take those because people seem to have a lot of fun doing those. We're hoping to like release one once a week. It's gonna go probably into DVD season or something, but yeah, so be sure to check those out. And we want to thank JJ from Victor's Village for coming on and ranting with us and getting all our emotions out. It's therapy, right? And you guys can visit their website at www.victorsvillage.com. And so we want to thank everyone for listening to episode 22 of Jabbercast. Be sure to visit our website at www.jabberjays.net. You can follow us on Twitter at HGJabberJays. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/jabberjays.net and on Instagram at jabberjaysnet. We do not have a Snapchat.
No.
Thank you.
What? Work on that.
No.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.